In 2009, the state Supreme Court adopted a set of criteria for deciding which court should handle a case when it's filed in both a tribal and a county court. Last week in Wausau, in a complicated paternity suit, Marathon County Judge Vince Howard and Pottawatomie Tribal Judge Eugene Whitefish used those criteria to impose a first-of-its-kind split jurisdiction. As Judge Whitefish explains, the mother seeking custody of her child from the father is a tribal member, but her child is not.
We agreed, because of the child not being a tribal member, that the jurisdiction be here because they both live here, they're convenient, they can get the same resources here. But the child support will still stay with the Forest County Pottawatomie as long as mother, the tribal member, has to pay child support.
That's because the tribe has the power to earmark part of the mother's tribal per capita payment from casino revenues to cover her child support. James Botsford, who heads the Indian Law Office of Judicare, says this is a model of how tribal and county courts can share their legal jurisdiction.
It's not a fight. It's a reasoned and respectful approach, and you look at a list of criteria, most of which are based in common sense. From those factors, the judges from both jurisdictions can reach a conclusion on what seems to be best in this case.
Botsford predicts that such split jurisdiction rulings will likely increase as the new criteria are applied more frequently to cases involving both tribal and non-tribal members. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.